present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
For the Love of Money!
Jimmy Clitheroe, you young scamp. Oh, Father, what are we going to do with him?
Oh, I don't know, Pat. All he can think about is making easy money for himself.
But, Grandad, I didn't know my mum's old blouse was to go to the church jumble sale.
I distinctly said I'd put that blouse on one side for the vicar.
But the vicar doesn't wear a blouse.
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. I put my old flannels out, and you sold them as well. How much did you get for them?
Threepence.
How much?
Two bob. But it wasn't all profit.
What do you mean?
Before the rag and bone man would do business with me, I had to buy some sugar for his horse.
Don't be funny. Father, isn't it marvellous? A shilling for my blouse, 2 shillings for your flannels. It's a wonder he didn't sell your bowler hat as well.
I couldn't reach the hook.
What was that?
I think I'll go and read a book.
You'll stay here. We want to talk to you about all this money-making.
Why, do you want to know how it's done?
Now, don't be cheeky.
Sorry, Grandad.
We're getting fed up with your schemes. Now, look at the other night there. I caught you in the garden trying to play my bagpipes.
It was a very good idea. I was charging my pals a penny each to visit the haunted greenhouse.
And what about all the trouble with Ozzy's dad?
Well, I had to distemper Ozzy's face. He was the ghost.
Ah, we're wasting our time, Pat.
Well, I can't see anything wrong with making money. Just proves I'm clever.
Now, look, my lad. There's nothing wrong with making money if you work hard for it. But anybody who tries to get easy money for himself is just a work-shy no-good.
Yes, Grandad. Now shall I help you to work hard making out your football pools?
That's enough of that.
Well, football pools is easy money, isn't it?
Ah, but that's different.
Why? Go on, Grandad. Tell me why. Go on. Tell me why.
Because it's, well, it's... I'm going to put my feet up and read a paper.
There he goes, his kilt swinging in the breeze. A real work shy no good.
Now, just you listen to me. You'd no right to sell those things. They were for the jumble sale.
Well, what would they have done with them at the jumble sale?
Well... sold them, but for a good cause.
And what's the good cause?
The kiddies outing.
Well, I'm one of the kiddies.
Oh. Oh, you've an answer for everything.
Hey, where's my carpet slippers?
Oh, heck.
Oh. Oh, no, they haven't ended up on the rag cart as well, have they?
No, they're in the garden.
In the garden?
I've just remembered. That's where the ragman threw them when he said they weren't worth a halfpenny.
Go and get them back this minute.
Right, Mum, I'll just nip out the back.
Oh. I don't know what we're going to do with him.
Oh, hello, Mother.
Hello, Susan. Have you had a good day? What's that you've got?
It's a kitten. Isn't it a sweet little thing?
Where'd you get it from?
Oh, the office cat had kittens again, and the caretaker was going to drown them, so we each said we'd find a good home for one.
Now, Luke, Susan, you know very well I don't like cats.
Oh, we're not keeping it. I rang Mrs. Ferguson, who used to work with me. She's having it for her little daughter.
Good.
The trouble is, they don't want it till tomorrow, so I said we'd keep it here for tonight.
Well, so long as it gets a good home.
Pat! Oh, where's my slippers?
Jimmy's just getting them, Father.
Oh, Susan. Oh, what a pretty wee kitten.
Yes, it is nice, isn't it?
Yeah. It reminds me of one I had when I was a wee boy. That was all black with a white ear as well. Going to live here then?
Not likely. I haven't got time to look after any kitten. I've enough on my hands looking after a young monkey called Jimmy. Puss, come on. Where are you? Puss.
Is it in the lounge, Father?
No, Pat. Doesn't seem to be in here.
Push. Where's it got to? It was here just before we had our tea.
Push.
What a performance. Oh, I hope it's not lost.
It's not upstairs, Mother. I've looked everywhere.
Well, you didn't let it out when you went next door.
Of course not. Oh, what about you, Mother? You did pop out to the shops.
No, I didn't let it out. When I left, our Jimmy was playing with it in the kitchen.
Hey, Mum, have you seen me, Grandma? granddad in the Smooch's grotto. He's down in his hands and knees making funny noises. He looks like Yogi Bear looking for boo-boo.
He's trying to find the kitten.
Well, he's wasting his time.
Push, 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 push.
Hey, David Attenborough. You'll never trap it in there. That mug is at Ozzy's.
What's it doing there?
Well, when I left, biting Ozzy's nose.
All right, Father, you can call off the search.
Well, it wanted a good home, so I thought to myself, where would be a good home for a kitten? And I thought, where there's plenty of mice. So I took it round to Higginbottom's.
You little horror. I promised that kitten to a friend of mine.
Well, I didn't know. All I know was what Alfie told me. It didn't belong to anybody, it was going to be drowned.
So you found it a good home.
Yeah, and it was so grateful, it thanked me by licking me neck. Look, I've got little clean marks.
I'll get it, Pat.
Mother, he's ruined everything.
Look, I found it a nice home out of the goodness of me heart. I'd like to do the same for you one day.
That'll do, Jimmy.
Come away then, Higgy. Come away into the living room.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Oh, there he is.
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. I can't stop to talk to you. I'm just going out.
You stay here.
You've got a crafty one there, missus. He knows more tricks than the great Houdini.
What are you on about?
A black kitten with a white ear. That's what I'm on about, lumbering us with that mangy thing.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Higginbottom. Our Jimmy was only trying to find it a good home.
Oh, aye, he was. For half a dollar.
What?
Shove a sock in it.
He spins my Ozzy a load of sop stuff about you chucking the kitten out in the cold and the wet. And while Ozzy's drying his eyes, he relieves him of half a crown.
Well, I think I'll just go and have a Turkish bath in Turkey.
Come here.
You money-grabbing little horror. I ought to smack you.
Get in the queue. I'm first.
That young brat knew how much Ozzy liked cats. I mean, he's been upset ever since our Tiddles left home.
Oh, did it leave home? Ozzy wasn't sure.
What do you mean?
He said that the day after it disappeared, you kept complaining that your steak pie tasted funny.
Now, just you be quiet.
Now, look, Higgy. We'll take the kitten back.
Oh, that's out of the question. The wife's gone a bundle on it as well, and, well, if I tried to argue, she'd only gone at me.
Yes, with a rolling pin.
So, you're keeping it, Mr. Higginbottom?
I'll have to if I want any peace and quiet. Oh, come on, Pete, let's go down to the boozer.
Right, then, I'll just get my coat.
Well, that's marvellous. Now I've no kitten for Mrs. Ferguson.
Look, you wanted it to have a good home, didn't you?
Go on, wash your hands.
Right, Mum. I'm sorry you don't like me doing a good deed, Susan.
Good deed? You'll sell anything to make money.
Not anything. I told the rag and bone man he could have you for nothing.
I won't forget this, Mother. I'll teach him a lesson one day.
Yeah, well, knowing him, I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get my own back. You see if I don't.
Hey, Grandad, you should see how Ozzy's kitten's grown in only 2 days.
Aye, very interesting.
Oh, it's so playful. Last night it climbed up Mr. Higginbottom's back while he was shaving. He nearly cut his nose off. Mrs. Higginbottom.
Very funny.
Mrs. Higginbottom told him it was his own fault for letting his braces dangle.
Look, Jimmy, I'm just trying to read the paper.
Well, hurry up, I want to look at it.
Now, just be patient. I'm trying to find our advert for the Old Age Pensioner Social.
Well, I want to see if there's any lost kittens advertised. Business is so good, I've started a waiting list.
Now, look, I thought you were supposed to be cleaning out my tool shed for me. You promised faithfully you'd do it Friday night, and that's tonight.
When did I say that?
When I paid you the $2 to do it.
Oh, yes. Well, is it all right if I do it tomorrow?
Eh? Oh, all right.
Good. That's another $2 you owe me.
What do you mean?
It's double time on Saturdays.
Look, you listen to me. You'll do it tomorrow morning or I'll have my $2 back. Now, do you understand?
Yeah, all right. Keep your kilt on.
Well, leave me alone while I find this advert.
Here, let me look as well.
Oh, I hate people looking over my shoulder.
Let me have a look. Hey, that's funny. Hey, your ears don't half look funny from the back. You look like a taxi with both doors open.
I won't tell you again.
Sorry, Grandad.
Now then, where was I? Oh, I here, the advert.
Hey, Grandad, look in the lost and found column.
What is it?
There, at the top.
Now, let me see. Lost, black kitten with one white ear, child fretting, £1 reward, box 2763, Weekly Mail.
That's the kitten our Susan found.
Well, it's the same description, all right.
£1 reward, and I flogged it to Ozzy for half a crown. I'm as daft as Dickie Dotty.
Well, it might not be the same kitten.
Of course it is. I'm going to get it back before Ozzy reads the advert. I'm going to see a tweet about a cat.
But, Jimmy... Oh, that boy. He's got money on the brain. Funny, though, about that kitten.
Oh, hello, Grandad. Was that our Jimmy dashing out of the front door?
Hello, Susan. I just got run to Ossie's.
Oh, yes.
Aye. Susan, about that kitten you brought home.
What about it?
Well, you know we sold it to Ossie for half a crown.
Yes.
He wants it back. Somebody's advertising a pound reward for it.
Oh. So he'll be expecting to buy it back for half a crown so he can get the pound reward.
Aye, he's money mad. Well, I think I'll just away and get change.
Right, Grandad. Good. I should just be able to phone before he gets there. I'll teach him to make a fool of me. He'll need more than half a crown when I've finished with him.
Hello?
Mr. Higginbottom? Susan Clitheroe here.
Oh, yes.
Our Jimmy's on the way round to your house.
Oh, thanks for the warning. I'll bolt the door.
He's coming to buy that kitten Ozzy paid him half a crown for.
Oh, well, for once I'll be glad to see him. That kitten's caused more rows in this house than the wife's mother.
Well, our Jimmy wants it very badly, so he'll gladly pay you more than half a crown for it.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Not at all. It's a pleasure. Goodbye. I said I'd get my own back on him.
Alfie, don't be a coward. Higginbottom doesn't know anything about the pound reward. He'll be glad to get rid of the kitten.
Well, I hope you're right, or he'll get rid of us. The 8-8 is from doors open.
And if I hear another word about that kitten, I'll give you a clap on your other ear,
old. That does it. Come on, Jim, let's go.
Don't be daft. I want that kitten. Higginbottom will be all right now. He's always in a good mood after he's clouted Ozzy.
Yeah, but I still don't like it.
You're going to do your good deed, Alfie. Rescuing a poor little kitten from the ogre's castle.
All right, we're not deaf. Oh, it's you, troublemaker.
Alfie is talking to you.
Hello, Mr. Ogre. Higginbottom.
Shut up, Dopey. I'm talking to you, Clitheroe. What do you want?
Well, Mr. Higginbottom, I've been thinking about the kitten I sold Ozzy.
Oh, have you?
Yes, you were right. I shouldn't have taken half a crown off Ozzy, my best pal. So Alfie's brought me round here to buy it back. Haven't you, Alfie?
Yes.
What for?
So he can make a pound on my leg!
Sorry, Alfie. I tripped. So I can make a present of it to somebody who wants one badly.
Oh. And who's that, then? Do you know Alfie?
No, I didn't see the paper pound me leg!
A friend of our Susan's. Anyway, a little kitten's no good to you. It couldn't catch mice.
We've got no mice.
Did the rats kill him? I mean, field mice, in the garden. Look, I want to buy the kitten back off you.
Oh, you can have it.
You said you didn't like it, and I can have it.
Yeah, you can buy it.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Higginbottom.
For 5 bob.
Oh, it's very... 5 bob? Oh, you big twister.
Watch it. You don't think I'm falling for all that rubbish about you being sorry for Ozzy, do you?
What do you mean?
Alfie, can you see any green in my eye?
No, it's just boozy. What? Bloodshot. blue, I mean.
But Ozzy only paid me half a crown.
Yes, well, the demand for kittens has just gone up, and so has the price. 5 bob.
All right. Alfie, lend me 0.5 crown.
You are?
Oh, come on, I'll pay you back.
Oh, all right. Yeah, but don't forget.
You're a right mug, Alfie. Where's he going to get 0.5 crown to pay you back?
When he sells them. Don't you dare kick me again.
Here you are, Mr. Higginbottom. 5 bob. But it's a twist. I shouldn't pay it.
Ah, but you will. Your Susan was right.
Susan? What's Scraggy Neck got to do with it?
She told me you were coming. She said you'd pay 5 bob.
Ooh, wait till I get home. She'll be paying 5 bob. To the doctor to straighten her nose. Anyway, you've got your money. Can I have the kitten, please?
Certainly, as soon as you can find it.
Find it?
Yes, it ran out the house a few minutes ago. Through the hedge into the next garden. Ozzy was crying because he'd lost it. That's why I clouted him just before you came.
Well, you better clout him again and make him look for it.
Why should Ozzy look for it? It's not his kitten, you know, that's lost. It's yours. So get hunting. Here. And you better take Alfie, your pet monkey, with you. That kitten might be up a tree.
Well, of all the rotten tricks, the big twister.
Did he call me a monkey? I don't like that.
Well, don't give him any of your nuts, then.
I won't. Hey, now, don't you start on me.
We've got to find the kitten. There's no knowing how far it's gone. Look, you go to the end of the road and work your way down the gardens. I'll start next door here and work up to meet you.
Yeah, all right. But we better find it sooner. It's going to be dark.
Well, just keep making a noise like a saucer of milk, and when something licks you... Puss, puss, puss. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, pretty little kitty. Where are you, you daft cat? I can hardly see the hedge, never mind a kitten.
Hello, is that a white ear? Hey, oh, no, a bit of paper.
Alfie, any luck so far?
No, I can't see anything. Ow!
Not even his own feet. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Come to Jimmy, little pussy. Oh, nasty Higginbottom will make you into a rug. That's it. Puss, puss, puss. Where are you? Here, puss, puss, puss. There it is. Steady now. Puss, puss, puss. There we are. Got you. Oh, all right, I won't hurt you. You're going back to your home. They'll give you some nice milkies, won't they? Yes, and I'm taking you back tonight before Higginbottom finds out about the pound reward, or he'll make me into a rug. Alfie, I've caught it.
Right, hey, up. Oh, there you are. Oh, I've been attacked. I've been bitten in the head by a dog. A woman.
A
lady dog with a rolling pin.
Well, you shouldn't interfere with a dog when it's rolling pastry.
Don't be funny. She said I was a peeping Tom.
Who, the dog?
Yes. No. The woman. I didn't know she was having a bath in the sink. I didn't know she was washing, and then she bit me.
Bit you? The woman?
Yes. No. Oh, sure, oh.
I'm sorry, Alfie, but it's all right. I've got the kitten, so let's go to the newspaper office.
The newspaper office?
Yeah, the Weekly Mail, the newspaper that had the advert in.
Well, it'll be closed now. It's only a weekly paper. They don't have a night shift.
They have a caretaker there. You remember? The old fella who helped us to get those answers to my exam questions last year.
I can remember the trouble it caused and all. But anyhow, he's doddering. He doesn't understand half of what you say.
That's why I want you there. Only half of what you say makes sense.
Right, you're funny. Yeah, well, why can't it wait till tomorrow?
Because I don't want Higginbottom to find out about the reward till I've delivered the kitten to its owner. All I want is the name and address of the bloke who put the advert in. Even a fool could understand that, couldn't you, Alfie?
Oh, yeah. Get me a shut up.
no, Sonny, I've told you, this is not the Cat's Home, this is a newspaper.
I know it's the Weekly Mail, that's why I'm here.
Pardon?
That's why he's here.
Be it? No, this is the Weekly Mail.
You sounded to know. I've called about the advert.
Don't shout, I'm not deaf, you know. Now, let's start again.
Right.
You found this kitten and you want to get it a home.
No.
Well, who did find it then?
Well, he found it, but he wants to know who lost it. In the paper, the advert. Put it in, not the kitten, not the kitten. not the kitten, the advert.
Oh, you're a big help.
Oh, I understand now.
You do? You understand what he said?
Of course.
Oh, you see, clever boy.
Well, would you explain it to me?
You found the kitten and now you want to find the owner.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Now who's daft, Jimmy?
So you want to put an advert in the paper to say you've found it, right?
Wrong.
Look, mister, I'll explain again.
Alfie, sit down and rest your brains.
Now... Now, adverts are 3 shillings per line. How many words would you like to say?
Just one, but I'm not allowed to use it. Listen, I don't want to put an advert in next week's paper. Somebody put one in this week, and I won't...
Oh, well, I should wait and see if you get an answer to that first.
I am answering it. That's what I'm here for. Have you got a copy of this week's paper?
Have we got... Of course, we print it. This is the Weekly Mail.
This is where we came in. Can I see the paper, please? The adverts page.
Certainly, son. Yes, yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
There you are, sonny. That's what your advert will look like when you put it in.
We're back again. Maybe we should put an advert in and see...
Why don't you get lost?
That's this column.
What is?
Lost and found. See there? See there, young man? Lost a kitten, £1 reward. And here, lost an enamel brooch.
That's the one. He's found it.
Oh, you found an enamel brooch. Well, there's a reward, you know, a reward.
The kitten, I found the kitten. I have found the kitten.
Oh, well, you want to contact the owner and claim the reward.
What a good idea. Who put the advert in the paper?
It's box number 2763.
I know that, but who is box number 2763?
That's the person who put the advert in.
Yeah, but that's not his name, box number 2763. Oh. I mean, he must have a name, because you can't go around calling yourself 2763. Well, not unless you're a convict, and what would you want? What do you want with a kitten in jail? Oh, but they do have mice in there, don't they?
You go on a bit, don't you, lad?
It's their Polly's fault. She taught him to talk when he was a baby.
Oh, is Polly his sister, then?
No, Polly's a parrot. Mister, can I have the name and address of the man who put the advert for box number 2763?
Yes, yes, of course. Now, here we are. Oh, it's not a man.
Well, what is it?
It's a woman. Miss Susan Clitheroe, Lilac Avenue.
Oh, no, the scraggy rotten. She's twisted me.
Oh, you were Susan, all right. Hey, Jim, have you ever been abbed?
Wait a minute, I'll just jot the name and address down for you.
Oh,
address.
Don't bother. She won't be there long.
Oh.
She'll be moving to the infirmary.
Ah, well, she's got you out properly this time. You know, somehow I can't see you paying £1 reward to her brother.
All right, it's not funny. I've lost 5 bob through her. Oh, no, you've lost 0.5 crown of it.
You what?
Wait a minute. Alfie, you go and get your bike started. I'll meet you outside.
What far?
I want a quiet word with my friend Methuselah here.
Oh,
Oh, dear, poor old Jimmy.
Oh, I wish I'd have been there.
Oh, you should have seen your Jim's face when the old fella had your name out to you. You know, your name, Susan. Ooh, the look of pain.
Ah, well, it hit him right in the pocket.
Oh, it must have been funny. But I do feel a bit sorry for him.
Where is he, anyway?
He wouldn't come back with me. He said he was going to work.
He must have been in a temper.
Well, he'd better not try his temper on me, or he'll get another pain in his back pocket.
Oh, well, he's probably feeling more like crying than shouting.
Well, hope you've all had a good laugh.
Now, Jimmy, you've got to learn to take it as well as dishing it out, my lad.
Oh, he always was a bad loser.
Who's a bad loser? I'm not crying. I'm not upset, am I, Mum?
No, you're not. I must say he's taken it very well, Susan.
I just hope that if I ever put one over on Susan, she'll take it without running to me Mum and Grandad crying your eyes out, Scraggy.
Don't worry, you'll never catch me out. If you do, I won't cry. I'll eat your school cap.
All right, you two, it's all over. Now, I hope you've learned a lesson, Jim.
Oh, I have, Mum. I've learned the best thing is to grin and bear it, unless you can laugh and let somebody else bear it.
What does he mean by that?
Oh, I nearly forgot. There's somebody waiting in the hall to see Susan. I'll let him in. Oh,
someone to see me? Who is it?
Would you come in, please? She's Susan Clitheroe over there.
Oh, thank you, Sam. You're Miss Susan Clitheroe, are you?
Yes, that's right. You wanted to see me?
Ah, yes, I've got something for you. Your kitten. There's your missing kitty.
That's right, the old cat herself.
I don't quite understand.
Well, you've got your kitten. Now, according to your advert, I get £1 reward.
But, Jimmy, you found it.
Oh, yes, but I didn't want a whole pound, so I sold it to my friend here for 10 shillings.
You little imp!
Pay the man, Susan. And will you be wanting salt and pepper?
What for?
To eat my school cap, Scraggy Neck.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Frank Roscoe as the old caretaker. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, nobody said anything much except Susan. Well, they couldn't after telling me I had to learn to take it. Still, to make the peace, I offered to take the kitten to Susan's friend, Mrs. Ferguson. She's a lovely woman, and she was very pleased that I'd taken so much trouble to get the kitten for her daughter. In fact, she was so pleased she gave me a shilling for doing it. That made 8 and 6 clear profit on one kitten. I wonder if that's how Charles Clough started.